I think we all know what's happening now.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, how are you?
Where did that month go, Marty?
I've no idea. Time is flying. But it's a new year and a new way and a new future. Please,
well, that's
God,
it. Well, that, I agree. Please, God.
Now, you mentioned last week about breakfast. Yes. I thought you were going to take me out. But then I realised, no, you'll be back in with more.
Well, we're doing two very different recipes, as okay. We always do. Yep. We give we spoil your listeners, but hopefully with lots of inspiration.
Good for you.
We're going to do pancetta baked eggs, which I'll talk about in a moment, and then a lovely smoked haddock hash with some poached eggs. Oh. Now, there's a few elements of the hash, and you can vary it, simplify it, but it's poaching an egg, poaching some smoked haddock, a little bit of crispy potato, and a lovely sauce. It's so delicious.
Oh, lovely.
It's great. It's great.
Do you do this in McNeans?
Yes. Mm. It's absolutely fantastic. We do. You know, we put as much work into our breakfast. We've a team. You've met them. Mm-hmm. They're still there. Marie, Doris, Jerry, the whole lot of them. And we kind of do a taste menu for breakfast. So it works really well. And sure, your favourite is the porridge with the Irish mist.
Porridge is very healthy.
You
start
always
the day.
Ask for the bottle of Irish mist on the side.
I do not. But it warms you up for the day.
Of course it does.
It's a very good thing. And it's porridge, so you know it's nothing but goodness at every level. Am I right?
Made with cream, milk and water, and served with honey. Stylish. And cream on the side and Irish
mist. I'm looking at Ian there and he's saying, when can we get to McNeans? When can we do the outside broadcast?
Oh, we'd love that. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Please God we can.
Yeah.
But it is true. The porridge is divine.
Do you know, people, well, we cook all our breakfast fresh. I think that's the key.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
use good ingredients. And we'll talk about them, you know, dry cure bacon, good sausages, nice fresh egg. Just, it's about good ingredients, to be honest with you.
Terrific.
And I think breakfast, people go to bed after the taste menu and maybe with matching wines and they say, oh, I can't look at food. They all eat their breakfast.
Of course they
Trust
do.
Trust me, they
course
do.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Of course they do.
So we'll talk about the pancetta baked eggs. So if you don't want to use pancetta, which
you
is
want
a
to do that first, okay.
Yeah, is that okay with you?
Whatever you want.
Which is a cured Italian streaky bacon,
yes,
so it is.
Yes.
You could use some nice smoked Irish bacon and streaky one, which would be gorgeous. Board beer quality assured, of course. So the baked eggs are really, really easy. This is very easy. So we're using sun-dried tomatoes, excuse me.
Gorgeous.
The semi-sun-dried tomatoes. So you chop them, or you could use a little bit of tomato relish. So say you had a ramekin, Marty, which is an oven-proof dish. You put some of the tomatoes at the bottom. Then what you're going to do is you're going to put the bacon around. Now, if you wanted to get a little bit of extra flavour and texture, you could chop up the bacon, the streaky bacon, I think is nicer.
I'm starving already listening to this.
Sorry. I'm going to lick his lips. The mouth is through.
It's wonderful
through. Just get a wee bit of tissue there.
Go on, you're...
So on a frying pan, if you lightly brown off the pancetta or the smoky bacon, so that's going to even give it more flavour. So
yes.
You start that cooking process, put that into your ramekin dish, your sun-dried tomatoes, your crack one egg into that, a little bit of creme fraiche, just literally a spoonful into it, and then some parmesan cheese goes over it, and you're going to bake it at 190. Now, when you're baking these, you need to bake it as what we call a bain-marie style. So, Marty, what you do is you half fill the tray with boiling water, so the water doesn't go into the ramekins, but it protects the eggs, or else you're going to scramble eggs. Simple as that.
Okay.
So you want to poach them. In the recipe, it says for about 15 minutes, because the oven is quite high. You don't have to cover them in tin foil, by the way. 15, 20 minutes should be absolutely perfect for this, until they're just set. So you have your pancetta, and you could do this without. You have your sun-dried tomatoes, you have your lovely fresh basil, just put on the top, parmesan cheese, creme fraiche. It's gorgeous.
Oh, that's
really
just wonderful.
Is so delicious, so it is.
That is just gorgeous.
And baked off, and then I would serve that some lovely sourdough bread, which would work really well.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I love the sound, that's gorgeous. And a big mug of fresh coffee.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
now gorgeous. You're talking.
Pancetta baked eggs. That's
Barry's
gorgeous,
tea.
I love that. Barry's tea. Are you doing a deal with them as well?
You were no.
That's all right, just checking.
I did record with them years ago, and I met the chief kind of master blender and taster. And
did you?
Oh, my God, it was just incredible. I'd never seen anything like
that. But you've met all the greats in this particular regard, haven't you over the
just
years?
Just lovely. Like, you've met so many great musicians and people.
Sure.
For me, food is my life, and when you meet them and you see their passion and their knowledge, you're learning, my God.
That's right.
And for me, and probably you, we never stop learning.
No, you don't.
We engage with people.
The trick is never to let yourself stop.
Well, that's true.
And to allow yourself.
That is true.
To allow yourself to have made a mistake and say, what do I do? What's a better way of doing that?
You're
you do that. But you've always been a great exponent of the local producers and stuff. And that's very important.
But you'll be the best in the world.
Genuinely. I know that.
So we're going to talk about the smoked haddock hash.
All right, so this
just
is
when
very
you are talking,
well.
When you are talking about smoked haddock, there's a wonderful lady, Sally Barnes, who has the most beautiful natural smoked haddock you'll taste in the country. Fantastic. And you can go online and order of her. We use her products in the restaurant. She's amazing. It's all wild fish she uses, and that includes wild salmon. She's
You can only buy it online, can you?
I really... maybe some shops like Fannel and Byrne, specialised shops. She's very small. She's not a big producer. She's a one lady
okay,
show.
All right,
She's a great character too. So
what's her name?
Sally Barnes.
And is that,
Woodcock Smokery.
Woodcock Smokery.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
sure. Good man. So she's a wonderful lady. We recorded with her probably about 3 years ago at this stage, and she's great fun. I really, but her products are amazing. So with the smoked haddock, Marty, what you do is you poach it in milk, and then you keep it warm. So the milk you poached it in, you're going to make a nice sauce. So in the sauce, you put your milk in, add a little bit of cream. You're going to put in some mustard. You're also going to put in the juice and rind of some lemon. You're going to thicken it with a little bit of corn flour that you've mixed with water. We call that diluting. That's going to thicken it. You don't want it too heavy. Right. You want the sauce that it just coats the fish and coats the eggs. That's really important. Finish it with some chopped chives, and that's your sauce done. So your fish is still warm. So let's talk about the hash. The hash is just grated potato. So a rooster potato, we were talking about it, I think, for the roast potatoes before
Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Peel your big rooster potatoes. Do you know, like, you're grating cheese? That's exactly
yes,
it.
Yes.
Hold your grater, grate the potato, and then you wring it out with some kitchen paper or a clean tea towel so you're removing any of the liquid. And then in a nice nonstick pan, you make, like, what we call a rosti or a hash.
Oh, yes.
So you sprinkle it over your raw potato, a little bit of butter, a little bit of oil, and you cook it for about 2 or 3 minutes until it's golden brown and it's just cooked through. So that's going to be the base for your hash. And then you're going to put your fish, and then you're going to put a little bit of spinach that you've just cooked in butter, and then that sauce over it, and you're going to poach an egg. When you're poaching an egg, make sure you get some lovely fresh eggs, quality assured, of course, nothing but the best.
Now you can't get your granny's eggs. Where do you get your eggs?
No. Well, we get a lovely lady in Cavan, Margaret's Eggs is her name. And she's
that's
a
not
very,
her name.
She's a very, what's that?
Her name can't be Margaret's
no,
Eggs.
No, Margaret is her first name, but her Clonard is the name of the farm.
Right.
And it's about an hour and a half from us, and she's the most lovely lady. Free range eggs. We get the corn-fed eggs from her. She's a great lady.
Yeah.
So when we poach eggs, boil in water, reduce it down, simmer it, a little bit of white wine vinegar. No salt. Salt will firm.
No
up the
salt.
Egg. No salt.
Okay.
Salt afterwards. And then you crack in your egg and you cook it for about 3 minutes, nice and gently. Lift it out so it's soft and runny. Put that on top of your spinach and then your fish, your spinach, your egg, and then your sauce. I'm telling you, this is the feast. There's much more work in this dish
there
than
in
the
there.
First one.
Yeah, there
but
is.
Trust me,
yeah.
For brunch, for breakfast, for lunch, it's amazing.
Oh, that's
it really is. It really is great.
Well, that's gorgeous.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's so
tasty. I like that.
Well, think of it. You're getting your potato. Mm. You're getting your fish. You're getting your sauce. You're getting your eggs. You're not going to be hungry after.
No, you're not. No,
it's
no.
A great
lovely.
Recipe.
You need nothing else with
and
this.
And if you get the natural undyed smoked haddock, so there's no dye put into it. Haddock is a great fish, very versatile. This lady, Woodcock Smokery, Sally Barnes, she does a great job.
That's terrific. Well done, you.
Yeah, really.
Well, the pancetta, the baked eggs, firstly, and then the smoked haddock hash with poached eggs. I love it. I love it. That's gorgeous. Your pet.
Can you believe the next week we're into February?
No. I know. It's mad, isn't it?
That's
you know,
crazy.
And I can still see Christmas in my mind's eye. It's mad. I think a little bit of Gone Fishing. I think that's what we need.
I
gone
love
fishing
it.
For this.
Good man.
Who is that? Gone Fishing. Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong.
Your music.
Be good, isn't it?
You're brilliant.
Yeah. Listen, keep well.
And you have a great weekend.
You too. And just a reminder, McNeans is available for business and you can choose your table. Good luck with that. Not right.
Oh, you're some man.
Black Lion.
Have a great weekend.
Black Lion, here we come.
Yeah.
See ya.
Look forward to seeing you, Marty, next
you
week.
Betcha.
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Be A Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Be A Quality standards, verified at every stage.